The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
CarNet.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNet.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNet.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNet gets it done.
Just moments away from the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial. Driver introductions will take place right here on the front straightaway with the voice of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, Mr. Rick Angies, on board here tonight as we'll bring these race cars onto the racetrack for their driver introductions. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank all of you for making Volusia Speedway Park part of your weekend. We certainly hope you've enjoyed being here tonight as much as we've enjoyed having you. As we remember the 2005 track champion, Scott Thompson, we welcome the Thompson family. Of course, that number 38 car will be in the field. We will see the 38 make its way around the racetrack in the missing man formation, and Patrick Williams will fill that slot as we begin our parade laps. On the stage right now, of course, the trophy from Sweet Graphics out of Jacksonville, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an Epiphone six-string electric guitar in a beautiful trophy style here tonight that will go to the winner of the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial. Scott Thompson was a musician amongst many other things, a very well-rounded young man. Loved the guitar, loved to sing. And that hardware now on the Volusia Speedway Park Victory Lane stage. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your driver's introduction for the 2009 Scott Thompson Memorial, Rick Angies.
Thank you, Joe. As we get ready to roll the cars out here, we get them lined up on the front stretch. Real quick, good time to run down to the concession stand. Get what you need before we get doing battle. 50 laps for the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial right here at Volusia Speedway Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who created Volusia Speedway Park back in the early 60s is with us here tonight. His son made the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial. That's all Kent Corbin wanted to do tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you know him or not, he is iconic here at Volusia Speedway Park, Mr. Benny Corbin. Benny, welcome back, my man. Good to see you.
Thank you. No,
very well.
Glad to see you.
Benny, I don't have the words. Everything that you've done for all of us here at Volusia Speedway Park. The big thing tonight, your son has made this field, so you got somebody to root for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Benny. Ladies and gentlemen, Benny Corbin. And children, the lovely Martha Thompson is here, Scott's mom. She has got some great little fans, a way to commemorate this event and show your support of the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial. So kids, come on up to the front straightaway, right here by the flag stand, and you'll see Miss Martha Thompson. She'll make sure all you kids get a flag here tonight.
Volusia Speedway Park, are you ready for some late models? Come on, it's a special race. Let's make some noise. Are you ready for some late models? Your lineup for tonight's 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial. Row number 13, the 56, is Kevin Durden. In the 21Q, Chris Freeman. Row number 12, the 23B, Clay Biedenbaugh. In the 42, Adam Bennett. Row number 11, the 98C, Kent Corbin. the 23, Lawton Minshew. Row number 10, the 03, Stephen Castleberry. In the 16, Stanton Mills. Row number 9, the 38, Patrick Williams. The 17, SS, Showtime, Sean Smith. Row number 8, the J17, Joe Kump. In the 41K, it'll be John Kellum. Moving up to row number 7 in the 46P, it'll be Daryl Padgett. In the 00, Russell Brown Jr. Row number 6 will be the 26 of Adam Beatenbaugh and the 66H of Matt Hartley. Row number 5, the 7, Jason Fitzgerald, and the 53, John Rankin. Row number 4, your current points leader for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, the 5W, Mark Whitener. Outside him in the 17 will be Richard Berry. Row number 3, the 26W, Dylan Wood. Outside of him in the number 5, the locomotive, Johnny Collins. Row number 2, in the 12, Jackie Nosbish. Outside of him in the 07, the professor, Ivanit Lloyd. And your front row for the 4th annual Scott Thompson Memorial, in the 101, Keith Nosbish. And on the outside, the 47, Tyler Ivey. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the stars and cars of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series in the 4th annual Scott Thompson Memorial. All right, drivers, get your Frisbees ready. Let's count down from 5. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get those Frisbees. All right, Chris, let's get these drivers strapped in. Chris, let's get your drivers strapped in. Once your driver is strapped in, please exit the speedway.
Jimmy, man. Come on. Now, once again, we need the racetrack cleared with the exception of the drivers. Once again, crews and spectators, make your way back to the grandstand area or the work area.
All right, drivers, let's go. Let's get this cruise off the speedway. All right, for the four most famous words in motorsports, the mother of Scott Thompson, Martha Thompson, let's get him rolling.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
Fire him up. It's time for the Scott Thompson Memorial.
Ladies and gentlemen, 50 laps of wild sliding, dirt slinging, late model action. Brought to you by the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series and Daytona Dodge Chrysler, Jeep, and the Mopar Speed Shop. The command has been given. Place your bets now.
The betting windows close in one lap. Well, as the field rolls off, Joe, in the immortal words of Larry the Cable Guy, it's time to get her done.
We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, in honor of Scott Thompson, will begin the missing man formation. And Patrick Williams, in the number 38, will make his way towards the front here tonight. And here is Patrick Williams, driver of Scott Thompson's number 38. As we remember this incredible young man who went before us much too soon. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2005 Volusia Speedway Park Track Champion, Scott Thompson. All alone out front in a solo formation. Patrick Williams driving for Bill Thompson and Martha Thompson, the entire Thompson family, as they began their relationship back in the 2008 season. Patrick Williams in Scott Thompson's number 38.
All right, folks, as they come out of turn number four, get up on your feet, salute them. The missing man formation for the 38, Scott Thompson. An awesome field of race cars out there tonight to do battle for 50 laps in memory of their fallen comrade, Scott Thompson. $3,800 on the line. All right, Volusia Speedway Park, get up on your feet. Here they come. The most awesome sight in motorsports. They're waving at you, way back at them. The stars and cars of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series for the fourth annual Scott Thompson Memorial. The fireworks go off on the backstretch as the four-wide salute to the fans passes in front of the grandstand. Once again, I want to thank everybody out there listening on RealRacingUSA.com for joining us for tonight's broadcast of the Scott Thompson Memorial. Field rolling back off into their starting positions. All right, Joe, this is the show that everybody's been waiting for. Earlier today, we were questioning whether we'd even get this in. Here we are tonight, getting ready to go, the fourth annual Scott Thompson Memorial.
And the choices have been made mechanically on these race cars, from tires to what you do with the adjustments on these cars to shocks and everything else. This track is in excellent condition for 50 laps of big body action, Rick, and we are going to see one to go. We will be ready to get back underway or get underway after they cross Ronnie Brown.
Keith Nosbusch, Tyler Ivey on the front row as they come under the flag stand. Ronnie Brown gives them the one-to-go sign.
Question is, can the Miller Lite-sponsored 101 of Keith Nosbusch stay alive for this entire event? A lot of people think he's going to fade towards the back. Can he get it done tonight? Young Tyler Ivey made more races than he didn't make in the 38th annual All-Tell Dirt Car Nationals with the World of Outlaws late models right here at Volusia Speedway Park. Jack Nosbitt, you know what he's got. Ivan and Lloyd, what can you say? Young Dylan Wood, long overdue for victory lane here at Volusia Speedway Park, and the defending champion back there on the outside of row number three, Johnny Collins. Here we go.
And the Magic Man, Mark Whitener, inside row number four, and magic season for him going on right now. Here they come. They're coming to the stripe in turn number four. Ronnie Brown sets them free. Green flags out. Scott Thompson Memorial underway.
Field comes to life, and everybody now hauls off towards turn number one. A sea of colors now. And up front, Nosbusch leading, but here comes his brother now to the inside. It's Nosbusch times two in turn three.
Jackie Nosbusch on the inside. Keith Nosbusch on the outside. Side by side as they come out of turn number four. Here comes the vibe of Mark Whitener on the inside of Tyler Ivey for the third position.
And take a look up front. Once again, it is Keith Nosbusch holding off his brother Jack. Down on the short chute into turn number three. Mark Whitener has solidly now cleared the 47 of Ivey. He's third in turn four.
Mark Whitener coming down low. Nosbusch bobbling up high, and here comes the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. Whitener takes over that second position. They go down into two. Nosbusch battling back on the inside. Tyler Ivey in the fifth spot. Battle for that fifth position between the five of Johnny Collins and the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd.
And Mark Whitener is settled into that second position. Jack Nosbusch settles back for third. Fourth, still Tyler Ivey. Fifth, side by side, Johnny Collins and Ivan and Lloyd into turn one.
Ivan and Lloyd still trying to get on the inside of the five of Johnny Collins. Behind him is Dylan Wood in the 26. Now another battle for the top spot, and it's Mark Whitener taking over the top spot as they go down into three.
I'll tell you what, he just slapped Keith Nosbitt all around the racetrack and moved around the 101. Nosbitt, nothing but a victim now, tries to tuck up under the back bumper, the deck lid of the number 5 car. He'll wash out of the racetrack in turn number 2. Mark Whitener now opens up the advantage to 6 car lengths in 3.
The Magic Man Mark Whitener making it look easy now as he comes out of turn number 4, pulling away from the second place car of Keith Nosbitt. Battle for that third position between Tyler Ivey and the 12 of Jackie Nosbitt.
Well, it's really starting to heat up back for that third spot. Ivey holds it down at the bottom of the racetrack. Jack Nosbitt's very happy grabbing the high fruit off the tree. He's going to keep that 12 up high. Now they're side by side for third and turn 4.
Behind them is the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd and the 5 of Johnny Collins going at it for that 6th position. Allen across the front stretch. Up front is still the 5 of Whitener, the 101 of Nosbitt, the 12 of Jackie Nosbitt, the 47 of Tyler Ivey, and now the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd.
Back in the 7th spot is where Richard Ferry has gone to work, trying to hold off Jason Fitzgerald. Back in the 9th spot, Matt Hartley in 10th now, it's Dylan Wood. Dylan Wood fading through the field now here on lap number 7.
As Dylan Wood fades, this 46 of Darrell Padgett starts to make his way up now as he's on the back bumper of Dylan Wood, trying to break into that top 10. Now Tyler Ivey with a little slip on the backstretch. The 12 of Nosbitt gets by, and here comes the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd.
Mark Whitener leading Keith Nosbitt. Then they're side by side once again. Tyler Ivey to the bottom. Jack Nosbitt refusing to come down to the bottom as he continues to go high and wide at a turn number 2. Here's Ivan and Lloyd now trying to root his way underneath Ivey in turn 3.
Jack Nosbitt working on the outside of the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Ivey slides up in front of him. Ivan and Lloyd right there. Then the 5 of Johnny Collins. The 7 of Fitzgerald now gets around the 17 of Ferry with the 66 of Hartley right there in tow.
Mark Whitener starting to encounter some slow traffic now. His first victim will be the number 21 of Chris Freeman. Just ahead of Freeman, that's going to be Clay Biedenbaugh and Kevin Durden. Whitener now going to work on the slow traffic in turn 2.
As Tyler Ivey now works on the inside of the 101 of Keith Nosbitt for that second spot. That'll open the door for the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd right there. Here comes Mark Whitener. Whitener now hugged behind the 21 of Freeman. He is your leader as they go down into 1.
Meanwhile, Jack Nosbitt has faded back to 5th as he starts to free fall through the field. Johnny Collins coming to life, bringing Jason Fitzgerald with him. Those two cars hook up. Here's Fitzgerald to the bottom for 6th.
Up front, the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd now has caught the 5 of Mark Whitener for that top spot. Here comes the 101 of Nosbitt, the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Top 4 cars, nose to tail as they go into 1.
Ivan and Lloyd has clawed his way up towards the lead. Meanwhile, Mark Whitener going to work on Clay Biedenbaugh. He'll dip to the inside of the number 26 car. Here comes Keith Nosbitt on the outside. Ivan and Lloyd down low in turn 4. All of this for the lead now.
Keith Nosbitt gets around the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd for that second spot as he's using that high line around the racetrack.
Oh!
Nosbitt! Caution flag on the speedway.
So you got to wonder, if Mark Whitener came off the throttle after making contact with the lap traffic back there, and that's when Ivan and Lloyd just went ahead and pulled off to the outside and grabbed the lead. So Adam Bennett will bring out the caution here on lap number 13. There is Keith Nosbitt continuing to circulate. He's over in turn 2. Ricky might have had problems.
I think Keith Nosbitt was caught up in that one as we had a car that was getting ready to go a lap down. Bennett was getting ready to go a lap down. Not sure if Nosbitt was involved in that. But I'm going to tell you what, that battle up front was heating up. Whitener had pulled out to almost a half a straightaway lead. Ivan and Lloyd had caught him as he came into lap traffic. Tyler Ivey right there. Now Jason Fitzgerald up to the 4th position. So the 5 of Mark Whitener is your leader. The 101 of Keith Nosbitt will settle back into the 2nd position. 3rd will be the Professor Ivan and Lloyd, Tyler Ivey 4th, and Jason Fitzgerald up to the 5th spot.
If you take a look at the right side of Ivan and Lloyd's number 07, the opera window column has started to flap off on the right rear of this, so take a look at it. He may stop and get that thing pulled off. It's only held on by a thread of sheet metal.
Get the body shop to check it out from the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, and we can get that yanked off. We are 13 laps into this 50-lap feature race, and so far, Mark Whitener looking good. As we get ready to go with the Delaware double file restart, Mark Whitener will be out front all by himself. And they'll line up double file behind him. Race control getting the lineup straight on the speedway. Ronnie Brown shows the field, the one to go sign. Mark Whitener leads him down into turn number one. Whitener, who had encountered lap traffic, now got a clean racetrack in front of him as the field lines up double file behind him as they head down the backstretch into turn number three.
Couple of guys still have a long way to go to find their way to the front. Dylan Wood was experiencing some trouble there early on. Here we go, back underway on lap number 13.
And Mark Whitener will take the green flag as they lead down into turn number one. Side-by-side action now. Jason Fitzgerald, three wide as they come out of turn number two. And Jason Fitzgerald splits Nosbitch and Ivan and Lloyd down the backstretch up into the second position.
Keith Nosbitch refusing to pull down to the bottom of the racetrack. Working high. Here he comes for the lead. Ran in a racetrack in turn number four. But it's going to be Fitzgerald there. Here's Fitzgerald alongside Mark Whitener in turn number two.
Jason Fitzgerald slinging that Bobby Labonte 7 machine on the outside of the 5W. Mark Whitener. Whitener not giving it up easy now as he holds down on the bottom of the racetrack. Ivan and Lloyd right there with the 101 of Keith Nosbitch. Side by side by side as they go across the stripe down into one.
Four cars for the lead now, Rick, here on lap number 15 in turn number two. And it's Fitzgerald. The Jacksonville juggernaut grabs the lead on 15.
The 07 of Ivan and Lloyd now down on the inside of the 5W Whitener. They're rubbing side by side coming out of turn number four. And it's three wide as they come out of four. Ivan and Lloyd takes over the second position on the outside, the 101 of Nosbitch.
All four of these race cars, including Fitzgerald, Ivan and Lloyd, Keith Nosbitch, and Mark Whitener, are able to use every inch of this racetrack here tonight. Problems on the racetrack. The caution's out. It's Jack Nosbitch in the number 12 in turn two.
Once again, tough turn two. Bites the 12 of Jackie Nosbitch. He noses up into turn number two. Second caution flag of the evening. 16 laps in.
So Nosbitch able to get back underway here tonight.
Once again, got to thank Checkered Flag Racing. Race cars built and repaired, parts and supplies. Dealer for all major brands. Large inventory of used parts. Left-hander Sinmax, performance bodies and long anchor and ARP. Also available custom graphic and chassis pull-down machine. Located 1817 Opa-locka Boulevard in Opa-locka, Florida. Phone number 305-769-3919. Checkered Flag Racing. So, Jason Fitzgerald's your leader. Ivan and Lloyd in the second spot. Mark Whitener is third. Keith Nosbitch fourth. Tyler Ivey fifth. Matt Hartley is sixth. Seventh to five of Johnny Collins. Behind them, it's Darrell Padgett, Dylan Wood, Richard Ferry. John Rankin in the 53. As race control gets them set up side by side behind the leader. 38 of Patrick Williams, the 41 of John Kellum, the 17 SS of Sean Smith, the 00 of Russell Brown.
All right, fans, don't forget, after our victory lane celebration with tonight's Scott Thompson Memorial winner, more fireworks, a big display on hand tonight So make sure you stay around. Here we go. Rick Angie's back underway here on lap number 16.
Fitzgerald nails the gas out of turn number 4. Green flag comes back out, and Ivan and Lloyd wasting no time as he goes up beside the 7 of Jason Fitzgerald.
Tried to dart to the inside, Rick, but he was unsuccessful in that attempt. Fitzgerald holds him off through turn number 3. Then it's going to be Whitener back in 3rd. 4th is Ivy. 5th, here comes Collins on the outside.
Johnny Collins on the outside of the 101 of Keith Nosbitt. Matt Hartley down slow, almost clipping on the inside wall. But Johnny Collins moves up into the top 5, but Matt Hartley going to battle right back on the inside.
Meanwhile, Dylan Wood has come back to life now as he rides back in the 7th spot over in turn number 3. And oh my, big problems in turn 2.
Traffic jam over in turn number 2. Adam Bennett is involved. Looks like Clay Beedenball, Sean Smith, and the 98 of Kent Corbin all involved over there in turn number 2. Once again, tough turn 2 here at Volusia Speedway Park. '98 of Corbin pulling away. Adam Bennett in the 42. Still got two cars parked on the bottom of the racetrack. It's 0-3 of Castleberry now. He gets his car fired back up. And the 38 of Patrick Williams also involved. He gets his car fired up. So all the cars able to pull away from that one as we had a traffic jam over there in turn number 2 on lap number 17. And the 38 of Patrick Williams brings his car down into the infield. It's like the air is all in all 4 tires, so not sure what the problem is on the 38 of Williams. He pulls into his pit stall. They get to work on the 38 of Patrick Williams. Jason Fitzgerald continues to lead. Ivan and Lloyd in the 2nd spot. Whitener on the outside in 3rd. Tyler Ivey, Johnny Collins, Matt Hartley, Dylan Wood, Darrell Padgett, Keith Nosbitt, Richard Ferry. Joe Kump in the 17. John Rankin in the 53. John Kellum in the 41, Sean Smith in the 17, the 26 of Adam Beedenball, the 23 of Lawton Minshew, Adam Benton in the 42, 00 of Russell Brown, Clay Beedenball in the 23, and the 56 of Kevin Durden. '16 of Stanton Mills now trying to make his way back out on the speedway, so as is the 0-3 of Stephen Castleberry. They'll tag the tail end of the field. All right, a report of debris in turns 1 and 2. Let's keep the caution flag out on the speedway. Adams Used Auto Parts for all your used pickup truck parts. Check out Adams Used Auto Parts. 3610 U.S. Highway 41 South in Tampa, Florida. Their phone number 800-749-3958. Adams Used Auto Parts. Looks like the 98 of Kent Corbin going to make his way back out on the speedway. So still working on the debris over in turns 1 and 2 as the field remains under caution. Jason Fitzgerald leads the pack down the backstretch. 17 laps in the books. 33 laps left to go to decide the fourth annual Scott Thompson Memorial. And right now, it's Jason Fitzgerald showing the way as they come to the stripe. And turn number four, Ronnie Brown sets him free. Green flag's back out.
On the attack once more, here comes Ivan and Lloyd. Jason Fitzgerald, though, it's going to take a little bit more than that little concoction the professor can build up over in turn number three. Fitzgerald still leads now through four. Here comes Ivan and Lloyd to the inside.
Jason Fitzgerald looking for his first win with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series as he leads him down into turn number one. Ivan and Lloyd right there on his quarter panel. The five of Whitener in the third position. Battle for that fourth spot. Johnny Collins makes his way out of the pack. Up into the fourth position. Hartley in the fifth.
And here is Dylan Wood back around the seventh spot on the racetrack as he tried to bury the nose of the number 26 under the back bumper of Hartley over in turn number one. That's Darrell Padgett now. Padgett now trying to come to life on Matt Hartley on the backstretch.
47 to Tyler Ivey now on the outside of the 66 of Hartley. That's the battle for the fifth spot as they come out of turn number four. Dylan Wood right there with Richard Ferry and the 26. The 17 of Joe Kump. Up front, it's the 7 of Jason Fitzgerald, the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd. Still going at it for that top spot.
Problems for Adam Biedenbaugh. He's off the pace. The hand comes out the driver's side window. So Biedenbaugh off the pace. And Rick Angie's, I dare say, that these two front runners have settled in. Jason Fitzgerald and Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd just biding his time now as he keeps Jason Fitzgerald under his thumb in turn four.
26 of Biedenbaugh takes his car off the speedway now. As up front, it's still the 7 of Fitzgerald, the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd, the 5 of Mark Whitener. Johnny Collins up to 4, Tyler Ivey in that 5th spot. Full straightaway lead now for your leaders, the 7 of Fitzgerald, the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd. Dylan Wood now looking underneath the 66 of Matt Hartley for that 6th spot. Here comes Tyler Ivey working on the 5 of Johnny Collins.
All this back for 4th. Johnny Collins holding onto the 4th spot. Pair of 5s running 4th and 3rd. Now Tyler Ivey, he'll leave a little bit on the table in turn 2. Opens up another 2 car lengths for Johnny Collins.
Mark Whitener sitting all alone in that 3rd position. Field's now starting to string out. Battle back here between John Rankin, John Kellum, Joe Kump, and the 17SS of Sean Smith. About mid-pack, a battle for that one.
Once again, Tyler Ivey trying to cash in on 4th. This time he'll try it over in turn number 4. Still, nothing doing. Collins will hold him off.
Halfway mark this time by. 25 laps in the books. 25 laps left to go to decide the 4th annual Scott Thompson Memorial. As your leaders come up on lap traffic now. Jason Fitzgerald right up on the back bumper of the 98 of Ken Corbin with right there the 07 of the Professor Ivan and Lloyd. Now Fitzgerald slides up high. Ivan and Lloyd takes over the top spot.
Falls into the clutches of the Professor now. Jason Fitzgerald trying to negotiate the lap traffic will lose the lead. Ivan and Lloyd, the new leader in turn 4.
Ivan and Lloyd using those lap cars as pit cars now as he makes his way up into the top spot. Jason Fitzgerald now working down low, trying to catch back up with the Professor Ivan and Lloyd. But Ivan and Lloyd about 5 car lengths ahead as they head down the backstretch.
Here is Kevin Durden trying to scramble to the bottom of the racetrack. About to go a lap down under the green flag. Ivan and Lloyd successfully bypasses the number 56. And Jason Fitzgerald has now once again caught up with the leader in turn 1.
Jason Fitzgerald now only 2 car lengths away as he come out of turn number 2, head down the backstretch. Just as they head into turn number 3 now, Mark Whitener is just now exiting turn number 2. So the leader's really starting to pull away, maneuvering away through lap traffic as Fitzgerald right on the back bumper of the Professor Ivan and Lloyd.
Jason Fitzgerald trying to bury the nose of the number 7 underneath the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd. He will encounter slow traffic once again, this time in the form of Stephen Castleberry. Castleberry is there in the 03 and the 42 of Adam Bennett. Here's the Professor trying to negotiate lap traffic in 1.
30 laps in, 20 laps left to go, and the Professor Ivan and Lloyd now down low. Here comes Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the high side as they come out of turn number 2. Castleberry right down there low. Fitzgerald going to try and come down underneath. 07 of Ivan and Lloyd. Here they come out of turn number 4.
Problems for the 42 of Adam Bennett. He's off the pace as the leaders now try to fend for themselves as they move around Castleberry in turn number 2. Fitzgerald minding his P's and Q's. Not a factor this time in turn 3. It's still Ivan and Lloyd.
And the 42 of Bennett will pull it off the speedway, so the green flag will stay out 30 laps in. Ivan and Lloyd still with command of this race now as he starts to pull away from the second place car of Fitzgerald. In the third position, the 5 of Whitener sits all alone. Behind him, the 5 of Johnny Collins, the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Now Dylan Wood going to work on the inside of Tyler Ivey. Behind Ivey is the 66 of Matt Hartley. Richard Ferry in the 17. Dylan Wood in the 26. The 41 of John Kellum. The 53 of John Rankin. With the 17 of Sean Smith working on the inside of him. Joe, looks like the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd now has taken command of this race, has figured it out. Use those tires wisely as we are past the halfway mark, 34 laps in, as the lap's starting to wind down.
He's really trying to apply a chokehold on these guys, and he is throttling them right now. Ivan and Lloyd will now go to work on more slow traffic as he tries to cut through the clutter of Russell Brown in turn two.
If you look out there on the speedway, Joe, just two cars in front of the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd is the 101 of Keith Nosbitt, who led this race early, had his problems, now getting ready to go a lap down as the professor weaves his way through lap traffic.
Ivan and Lloyd soldiering on through turn number one. Now he'll march to the inside of the 00 of Russell Brown Jr. Jason Fitzgerald, about five car lengths back in the second spot. Third, it is going to be all the way back into turn number two. That's where you see Mark Whitener. Fourth now is going to be Darrell Padgett. Fifth spot's going to go to the number five of Johnny Collins.
Long green flag run here, and the professor Ivan and Lloyd absolutely loves this now as he comes up on the 101 of Keith Nosbitt to put him a lap down. Lawton Minshew right there as the 7 of Fitzgerald now starting to lose ground to your leader, Ivan and Lloyd.
He is having no problem at all having his way with the slow traffic. Now he goes to work on Lawton Minshew. He has just dismantled the 101 of Keith Nosbitt. Now goes to work on Minshew and John Rankin, both in turn number three.
Once again, back there in the third position, all by himself, the magic man, Mark Whitener. Dylan Wood now up to the fourth spot, and he's starting to close in on Whitener. In the fifth position, the 5 of Johnny Collins. Behind him is Tyler Ivey, Richard Ferry, and the 66 of Matt Hartley. Hartley with a good run tonight.
Rick, the deficit from second all the way back to third is a full straightaway with four lap cars separating Mark Whitener from Jason Fitzgerald.
40 laps in the books, 10 laps left to go in the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial. And so far, Ivan and Lloyd has it all in hand, but Jason Fitzgerald right there for the clutch.
Ivan and Lloyd, the car getting a little bit loose in turn number 4. Minshew wanted to race him through turn 4. Now down into turn number 1. Minshew trying to give pace with the leader now through turn 2.
Jason Fitzgerald trying everything he can to catch up with the professor Ivan and Lloyd as he stays in tow with your leader in turn number 2.
I'll tell you what, Rick, things aren't as peachy for the professor as you might think. Jason Fitzgerald is coming back to life, and he is carving into the lead. Here comes Fitzgerald now. He has narrowed the gap to only two car lengths on the backstretch.
And closes in onto one car length as they go down into one. The 17 up comp right there. Fitzgerald going to try the high side. Slips up a little. Loses a little ground to the 7 of Ivan and Lloyd.
Ivan and Lloyd has got his hands full of Chris Freer. Check that. He's got his hands full right now of Joe Kump over in turn number 2. Jason Fitzgerald, though, he's got his sights set on the lead. Here is Fitzgerald on the outside of Ivan and Lloyd in turn 3.
Fitzgerald drives it deep down into turn number 3. Closes within a half a car length of your leader, the 7 of Ivan and Lloyd.
Ivan and Lloyd's car starting to go away here tonight. Here comes the challenge for the lead now. The Jacksonville Juggernaut. He draws up alongside the professor in 3.
Side by side as they go down into turn number 2. Fitzgerald high, Ivan and Lloyd low. Drag race down the front stretch, and Fitzgerald takes over the top spot.
Jason Fitzgerald grabs the lead, but here comes Ivy to answer back to the inside. He'll retake the lead in turn number 2.
Swapping the lead back and forth between the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd. Fitzgerald with his line in turn number three. Here comes down low. Ivan and Lloyd takes over the top spot.
Oh my, this one is far from over, Rick. Unbelievable. Fitzgerald now back in the second spot, but there is a host of traffic in front of the professor here as he enters turn number 3.
Lap traffic going to come into play now as they go down into turn number 3. Ivan and Lloyd in the 07, right in tow the 7 of Fitzgerald. 47 laps in, 3 laps left to go, and it's all on the line right now between Ivan and Lloyd and Jason Fitzgerald.
Kevin Durden in the number 56 will be the fly in the ointment. Ivan and Lloyd gets around him. Jason Fitzgerald follows suit with
contact.
No problem. He'll touch Kevin Durden, and that's going to cost Fitzgerald the win tonight.
Jason Fitzgerald not going to give up, though, but still 4 car lengths behind as he and the 56 of Kevin Durden made contact. The 07 of Ivan and Lloyd taking advantage now as they'll come down out of turn number 4. White flag in hand. 1 lap left to go in the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial.
Ivan and Lloyd, and this car has endured the lash of his whip all night long. And now, protecting that position for the final time, makes his way through turn number 3.
Down out of turn number 4, he'll cross the stripe. The Scott Thompson Memorial winner, Ivan and Lloyd, Jason Fitzgerald. And in the 3rd spot, Mark Whitener. Johnny Collins will bring it home 4th, and Tyler Ivey going to hold on for that 5th position.
Unbelievable. Ivan and Lloyd, the king of the memorial events in the state of Florida.
All right, if you have the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd's Frisbee, bring it down to the flag stand. You have the Frisbee from Ivan and Lloyd with 07 on it. Bring it down to the flag stand. Don't forget, folks, coming up after the Victory Lane celebration, there will be fireworks, so hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for tonight's winner of the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial, Ivan and Lloyd! Ivan, here we are again, brother. It was just a week ago I was talking to you on the front stretch at Ocala Speedway. I'm going to tell you what, Jason Fitzgerald had the pressure on you there, but this was one wild race.
That was a pretty good race. That's what I just told David. I had to work pretty hard for that one. Y'all should have liked that race. That should have been a pretty good one. I hope they was passing all through the field. It looked like everybody could, you know, move around a little bit. I was just better on the bottom, and then when Jason got behind me, I seen where he was running. He did a hell of a job. I mean, Jason's a good race car driver, no doubt. And whenever I seen where he was running, once I could get back by him, I just moved up and to where he was running. And did a little block in there, but I know he understands. So this is, I think, 4 in a row now, so that's pretty cool.
All right, last week an emotional win, the Powell Memorial. This is Scott Thompson Memorial. How much of a win does this mean to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a great race to win, too. I believe I won the first one here. I guess 4 years ago it would have been. I think I won the first one here. Same thing like I told you at Ocala, you know, it really sucks that we have to have these races and everything. Scott was a good racer. I had the opportunity to race with him quite a bit. And I know his dad and everything, and it's terrible that we have to have these races like this, but it gives a chance to, they love racing. Hopefully they've seen a good race, and they appreciated that, and, you know, it helps them out a little bit.
Well, this is your 3rd win with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series in the 07 Clegg machine. Tell us how you got this car going like this.
David's been working on it. You know, we've been talking back and forth, and, yeah, you know, I mean, he's got a good race car, and he knows that. And, you know, David can still drive the hell out of one, too. It was just a situation where, you know, between work and, you know, he's got a farm to run. And, you know, he's got a good piece, a good motor from Byron Corey, good cars from Snow Brothers. And it's just better for me to come over here and, you know, do the job of driving the race car. He works on it, him and Richard. And, you know, all I have to do is focus on driving the race car, and it's a pretty good combination.
Well, Ivan, another awesome win tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the winner of the 4th Annual Scott Thompson Memorial, Ivan Lloyd! Finishing in the 2nd position in the number 7, let's hear it for Jason Fitzgerald. Jason, awesome run out there, man. Lap traffic come into play a couple of times, but you used the high line, you used the low line. You guys really put on a show tonight.
Yeah, man, we were all right. Sorry. Tired of this guy winning. Our car was pretty good. I mean, I could, you know, real good there in the beginning, and I kind of slowed my pace down trying to save my tires a little bit. But, hey, man, it's racing. I got hung up behind the lap car, and I got back up there and raced as hard as I could race to give the fans the best show they come to see for the last, I don't know, 5-10 laps. But there was one guy better than me, so we'll try it again next time.
All right, Jason, awesome run out there tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Fitzgerald. And finishing in the third position in the 5W, let's hear it for the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. Mark, you looked strong early in the race. You faded back a little bit. You held on to that third position. Tell us a little bit about the run out there.
Yeah, I mean, the way we took off, I thought we had a good car. And after that caution, I don't know, tire sealed up or what. It just went to spinning the tires around the track, so I just held on to what I had.
Now, Mark, you and Jason have a tough battle going on for this points lead. You guys are going at it side by side. Tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, we want to win the championship, but we're here to win races. So if you win races, championships come.
All right, congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. Ken Kenny. Ken, our second Memorial race in a row. This one was really one down to the wire.
I mean, you know, this is what the fans came to see, you know, and it's an honor for me and my staff to be to honor the Thompson family. I didn't know Scott, but I know all the racers and a lot of fans did. And, you know, it's just an honor for me to be a part of it.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rick Angies, along with the staff and crew and Ken Kenny of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. Hope you had a great time. Good night now.